Do you like hockey masks and butcher knives? What about guys who live in creepy boiler rooms that have sharp fingernails? Well, if you answered yes to one or both of those questions, then you are in the right place for this scary new episode. Trick or treat, and welcome to our first ever Totally 80s and 90s Recall Halloween Fright Fest, as this episode is releasing on Halloween. For this podcast, we take a look at everything the memorable decades of the 80s and 90s had to offer, from music and movies to television and pop culture. We'll do this by providing our personal experiences and hopefully stir some rad memories, fun, and nostalgia along the way. If you're new to the show, we're so excited that you found us, and we promise you'll have an awesome time. And for our returning listeners and subscribers, it's great to have you back. I am one of your hosts, David, joined as always by the only person I know that thinks Halloween 3 Season of the Witch is the best Halloween movie. It's my good friend, Rob.
That's a good one. I like it.
Yeah? The only one that doesn't have Michael Myers in it?
Well, hey, I normally we use this time to either get some advice or a cute quip, intro, welcome, but I need a minute to vent.
Oh, no.
So sometimes as a working parent and father and husband, I just need a few minutes of solitude. Is that too much to ask? So this recall studio that we've built here, that provides that for me. So sometimes I'll retreat to the quiet confines of the recall studio and create.
Every day.
I just create.
Yes.
The other day I was creating and my kids busted in and I got a little testy with them. One of them says, "Ah, Dad, don't be so grouchy." I said, "I'm not being grouchy. I'm just trying to finish my work." I looked right at him and I said, "Have you ever had a single moment's thought about my responsibilities? Have you ever thought for a single solitary moment about my responsibilities to my listeners? Has it ever occurred to you that I have agreed to look after this podcast? Does it matter to you at all that the listeners have placed their complete confidence and trust in me and that I have signed a letter of agreement, a contract in which I have accepted that responsibility? Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is? Do you? Has it ever occurred to you that what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibility? Has it ever occurred to you? Has it?" So then I really let him have it. Both barrels. I laid down the law. I said, "Kids, let me explain something to you. Whenever you come in here and you interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take me time to get back to where I was. Understand?" I looked at him and I said, "I'm going to make a new rule. Whenever I'm in here and you hear me recording, whether you don't hear me recording, whatever the heck you hear me doing in here, when I'm in here, that means that I'm working. That means don't come in here. Now, do you think you can handle that? Why don't you start right now and get the heck out of here?" And they left. Yeah, they left me alone.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I feel better now.
You do?
Yeah, I got that off my chest.
That is a shining example of how to vent right there.
That was amazing.
Don't you think?
A shining example of parenting.
It was good parenting.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes.
You do have more of a glow or a shine to you right now because of that.
Yeah, I feel better. Man, that feels good.
He is shiny. Well, that's a great start to the show.
Yeah.
If anyone knows what that movie's from, what do they get, Rob?
They get a sticker.
Caught in mid-sip. Get a sticker. Yeah. Get a sticker.
Yeah, sticker. Get a sticker.
That will be very exciting. Yeah. So, you already heard him clawing his way back into the studio because we're not alone today. Howling at the moon like Teen Wolf, the boxer, not the basketball player, the recall movie hound himself. It is, of course, Kurt. Welcome back, Kurt.
Hello. Thank you.
It's been a long time.
It is. I am the best Teen Wolf if I'm Teen Wolf too.
You are the best Teen Wolf.
It is fantastic. I like it.
Absolutely. Who Rob, doesn't
have
like
you ever
it?
Seen Teen Wolf too?
Yeah, I don't.
First
think
of
I
all,
have.
Preface it the right way. Have you seen Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that one.
Well, we have to ask these questions.
I jumped to the conclusion that he did.
You don't ever jump to
Teen
that conclusion.
Teen Wolf 2 was not Fox. Right? That was Bateman.
It was Bateman.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
It was the cousin.
Much better.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Still lives with Styles.
That's right. Yeah. Styles somehow made it to college.
It was a weird storyline.
How was it weird? He's a boxer.
Yeah. Okay.
And a wolf.
You're like, how is that weird?
That's not weird at all. That weird? That's better. How is and that he did not partake in unsafe actions like riding on the top of vans and stuff like that.
Oh,
he was a much more grounded wolf.
That's right.
So
Styles was a bad influence.
Styles was a bad influence. Well, speaking of bad influences, Rob, you are definitely one of those. So put that aside and tell us, what are we covering on this episode?
So we are talking about 80s and 90s scary movies.
Ooh, are you okay?
I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
Yeah. I peed a little.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
It tinkled?
Yep. Yeah. I need a towel.
Need a towel. Oh, God. I don't like that. All right. So we're going to do something a little different for this episode. Normally we do an individual movie or we'll do like a, you know, our top 10, top whatever we're doing of some sort of category, but today we're doing like a hybrid. We're going to cover our categories for multiple scary movies. The 80s and 90s had tons of scary movies, slasher movies, and made many horror villains, that's a word, horror villains, very famous in pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they became like icons everywhere you went. So we're going to try to talk about all of it. So that being said, where did the two of you fall on scary movies? Do you like them? Do you don't like them?
Mm-hmm.
Did you... When you were a kid, did you love huddling up in a blanket and watching scary stuff? Don't jump in all at once here, gentlemen.
Well, I'm not one to, I don't like being scared. So I wasn't a big fan of them. I like the more suspenseful type stuff.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But slasher flicks and stuff. Never was my
thing. Didn't get them. So, okay. No. Why are you crossing your arms today? Very confrontational.
It's
because you're scared.
Himself off because he's scared.
Hugging himself.
Yeah, I am.
Hugging myself to stay safe.
Ooh, it's a chilly morning.
It's just cold. Yeah.
So what do you think of?
I was never really a big scary movie guy. It's not that I don't mind being scared. It's just I was always more of a comedy or action movie guy.
Okay. Yeah. So I like scary movies. Yeah. I always did. I don't know why. I just do. So... Slasher movies are fun. I think they're funny.
I don't think they're funny.
Why not?
Looking back, as I was doing some of this research, looking back at some of the slasher movies, especially from the 80s, I was like, these are actually good, bad.
Good, bad. Yeah, they're like B movies.
Tell me more about that. Good, bad.
Well, it was just like some of the special effects, you're like, oh, that's just terrible.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I was watching Friday the 13th last night. Little insider. I've never seen it.
Oh my goodness.
Oh really? The original.
The original. To be fair, when it came out, I was 0 years old.
Zero.
Because I had not turned one yet.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I was watching it last night. I think it was about 11:30 last night. I turned it on.
I was faux.
This is actually not a great movie, but it's not bad either.
It's not a bad movie. It's good,
just
bad.
It's just good, bad.
Yeah, I found that with a lot of the 80s movies. I would have been young, so there's no way my parents were letting me.
That's why you went to your babysitter's house. Yeah. She lets you watch whatever you want.
That's right.
Hey, do you mind if we watch Friday the 13th 6? Yeah, go ahead.
Knock it out. Just cover your eyes.
We've already established you watched Aliens over there. That's kind of a scary movie.
That's my dad's fault.
Maximum Overdrive was supposed to be kind of scary. Because
he hired the babysitter?
Well, no, those ones I remember watching, you know, at home.
Oh, yeah. Those are... I thought you watched Maximum Overdrive at the babysitter's. That's tough. You guys, your definitions of great.
You will see it later on in my in my lists.
That's not good.
That's not. I'm excited. I'm so proud.
I felt like I could do better than that, we'll let everyone judge how that is. So, yeah, I don't know. I just thought scary movies are fun, and I thought they were funny. Now, when I was smaller, they scared me. There were times I definitely would, like, sit in my room and just stare at the wall. Mm-hmm. Once the lights went out, you're like, I don't know what to do now.
He still does.
So, yeah. Who am I? Don't judge me. All right.
He had some trouble after Paranormal Activity.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, I remember that when you read.
I always think about my wife standing next to the bed just staring at me now.
Well, I remember your wife telling me when you read American Psycho.
Yeah.
But that had, just that, reading it.
That book's off the rails.
And you were like.
It
stuck with you.
The descriptive nature of that book is rough.
Yeah.
But I read every word.
Yeah.
So, as rough as it was. So, well, whether you like the scary movies or not, this is what we're doing today. So, buckle up. Don't go to sleep. Don't drink alcohol. Don't have sex. Or you may end up dead as we take a look at scary movies of the 80s and 90s. Thank you. You really did a lot of good honor to that song. You gave it a nice long.
I did.
Every time intro. I hear that song, I remember going trick-or-treating with your son, and he had that playing repeatedly as he was Michael Myers for Halloween.
Ethan did.
Oh, really?
He was trick-or-treating.
I remember passing a guy on the sidewalk, and he goes, oh, he got a theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He had a phone in his pocket, and it just had it on a loop.
Oh, that's
great. And so he'd go to the doors, and they'd laugh, and everybody thought it was fantastic.
That reminds me when I was a kid trick-or-treating. I go to this guy's. It was right in our neighborhood there.
Yeah.
He would push the doorbell, and he had it. He had something rigged up on the porch where compressed air would shoot up.
Oh, yeah.
I bolted off of that porch, tripped over a brick wall. I went as a baseball player.
Of course you did. You had a bat.
Ripped both knees out of my, because I was out.
Such a big chicken.
I wonder why he doesn't like scary movies.
I don't like the jump scare. I'm not a big fan of that. Okay. I'm a cover my eyes kind of. I'll look away until it's over. I'm okay. I'm okay admitting that.
His wife has to put her hand up over his eyes at the movie.
Don't look at this.
We'll talk about a movie later.
Well, real quick, before we dive into our lists and our categories, if you want to ensure you never miss an episode of Totally 80s and 90s Recall, which you definitely should, if you haven't already done so, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And I like to throw my voice from time to time. I do a little robotic version. But as I was saying, subscribe to this and share it with a friend. Help us spread I normally say the Dave and Rob experience worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, Rob, and Kurt extravaganza worldwide.
Right. Oh, the extravaganza.
Well, we've added a third.
That. Yeah.
You know, if we're going to add a third to our team,
here
we're
glad
I can be your third. A little more.
Come on.
You get to be our third.
I've never been a third before, but I think I like it.
Rob and I did a lot of research. We interviewed a lot of people.
And
you became our third.
Oh, my God.
I can see the look on your
face. I'm so proud in my entire life. I get to be someone's third, and my wife doesn't want me as her second.
That is correct.
There's a few people in my life that you can look at, and you can almost tell that they're getting ready to say something.
That they would be your third? No. And I can look at them and go, that's my third.
And the minute he said the third comment, I looked over at you, and I could see your...
I think my pupils dilated. I was like the Anchorman smoking crack.
You feel it instantly.
Yeah, I felt it instantly.
That's correct. So, all right. Well, we're going to dive in. And my first question, you two obviously can't answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway and make you try to answer it. What do you like about scary movies? But your previous thing tells me you're just going to sit there and stare at me and go, I hate them.
Rob said, I prefer, at least now, the suspense. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this yesterday going, God, did I turn into Rob? I like the headier movie.
Hey.
I know. I was disgusted with myself.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But I like the ones that make you think, that make you always anticipate the jump scare, but it actually almost never happens.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quick, and this is for scary movies, I think.
With you.
But this is for scary movies because we just watched not another teen movie like a week ago, and there's nothing heady about that movie, no matter how beautiful that bag was.
Not another teen movie? Well, that's not a... you were specifically asking about scary movies. That's not a scary movie.
So it's not heady movies in general.
That's right.
Just heady, scary movies.
Just for the scary movies.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
What I like about the scary movie is I like the suspense part of it. I think the ones that are done the best, and I know he gets a lot of kind of flack, but of local or not local, recent kind of suspense movies is like M. Night Shyamalan type stuff, where you don't see the threat. You don't, and those are the ones I like. So you know, Signs and some of those where you never really see it. And
I mean, they do show the alien
very briefly, though.
And throws
the rest of the time. And I think on the ones that are done the best, there's a that's why I like The Walking Dead. I think there's an element of The Walking Dead that, yes, it's they package it as a zombie movie, or a show, but I think really it's about the human condition and what do people do?
The relationship, right? Civilization.
What do people do when the shit hits the fan? How do we? You know, we start to go against each other and we start to question each other and we start to, you know, who's the evil ones? Who's the bad guy? You know, we start going at each other. And I think that sometimes is the more...
I don't know why you're pointing at me.
You know, that's more scary than a slasher flick. Or I think that sometimes is more scary.
So. Oh, okay. Anyway, well,
that's what I think.
I also think the scary movies that the bad guy could be anybody.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
in those a normal good, yeah. scenario, in a normal world, like if it's got supernatural stuff, you're like, okay, that's that. But if it's just a crazy guy, there's plenty of those walking around.
That's why, I think, and I mean, we could be getting ahead of ourselves, but that's why I think like Signs of the Lambs for me was so scary, because Hannibal Lecter was a normal guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't a monster. He wasn't,
no.
you know, a deformed like creature. Dahmer. He was just a guy.
Yeah.
And that to me is scary.
So you guys don't like basically the pop culture icons of the Jasons and the Freddies and the Mike Myers and those?
I think when they first came out, I think they had their place. Unfortunately, I think they've fallen victim to what a lot of things have over the years is they have the sixth version, and it's Halloween Reborn and Halloween. I think they should have just left it at the trilogy, and because the first couple were really good, and then did Halloween 3.
Yeah, the season of the Witch.
Not a good decision, you know. And some of the Jason versus, I just think those are stupid.
But you know, there's an argument to be made. I made light of that joke at the beginning, but
it's a Halloween 3 is not
as bad as you think it is.
I've never seen Halloween 3.
It's only because Mike Myers isn't in it. Everybody wrote it off.
It's a standalone.
But if you actually hear their, we'll go a little tangent here. If you actually hear the directors, Halloween was never supposed to be Mike Myers. They were going to be standalone things of scary stuff. So when they did the third one and did Season of the Witch, that was supposed to be that extension of, all right, those first two were basically one movie of Mike Myers. Now we're going to do this mask thing, which is scary. Then Halloween 4 would have its own story. That was their intent. Mm-hmm. But people had such a backlash on Halloween 3 because there was no Mike Myers that the studio said, no, you're putting him back in because that's the moneymaker. And right. so they didn't get to fulfill what they were actually trying to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I like the early, like the first, second, third versions of most of those movies. As I rewatched them recently, I was like, well, they're not scary, but when I was 8 years old. You didn't like the
Freddy versus Jason?
Never saw them. No. Because I knew it was going to be terrible.
Yeah. It's a little rough.
They can stretch things only so far.
They can. But they can until
they
you
keep stretching.
As long as you keep paying, they'll keep stretching them. Yeah. So, because they'll make sequels all day long.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's what I think kind of ruined it for me.
Well,
they watered it.
Yeah, because Mike Myers loses a little of his steam by the 10th movie, and you still can't kill him no matter what. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, let's pump the brakes a little bit here. Like, I mean, that dude, if you could do the math on that guy, I think he's been shot, burned, stabbed. He's been dropped dropped off like buildings.
Yeah.
And he just gets, I love he just sits up and just, you know, he just walks off. It's all good.
Yeah. That scene where he sits straight up.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there were a lot of, I think those were scary. I think the multiple reboots and stuff have, soft.
Besides,
people forget that when those came out, those were scary. I mean, those were like kind of not ahead of their time, but there was just
If you
like
look at the first, now intense. This it's not technically an 80s or 90s movie, but if you look at the first Halloween, 78, but it's one we all know and go to for the most part. I mean, we watch it every year at Halloween. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of blood or anything in that movie. A lot of it is him wandering around, and then the idea of the little music and like, is he going to catch him? Is he not? I mean, he does choke some people and stab some people, but for the most part, it's not overly gory. But then as they went on, people wanted that. So they added more gore and more blood. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever saw the Rob Zombie remakes of Halloween, but my. They couldn't use enough fake blood in that movie. Yeah. They're stabbing everybody.
No.
So, but, well, what do you think were significant? Like, how do you think 80s, 90s scary movies are different than what they do today? Like, is it just because they're a little cornier? Is it because they look a little faker?
I think they're still basically kind of doing the same thing.
Okay.
You go to the Saw movies, they're still cutting people.
But I feel like the Saw movies get a little more.
I think some of the new stuff have just gone, I feel like you take like a John Carpenter, and I think some of the stuff that he did was, the suspense piece of it, and the way he used music, and the, you know, that just the music alone,
he did some
was
bloody
creepy
movies too,
but the unseen and the unknown, and I think there was more of a craftier approach to the horror, where now I think they just, it's, I feel like it's just horror for the sake of horror. We're cutting arms off. There's traps and torture devices.
In the early 2000s when software started, you had your hostels and all those. They called them torture porn. That's what they called them. Because it was just graphic, you know, human centipede.
Well, the thing now is all the
human centipede.
I've never seen that movie, but the description of it, I was like, it's awful.
I couldn't watch it.
Why would somebody do that?
I never tried.
No, I wouldn't try.
But a lot of people have.
The big thing is the possessed dolls. That whole segment of movies.
I will say today. I think the Conjuring movies are kind they're good. They're kind of like a throwback to me of like old style scary movies. Sinister wasn't bad. So there's been a few and they're less, I would say, of the torture porn graphic type and a little more of the suspense. But I think the 80s and 90s did a better job. With advances of technology, you just make it too gross and too, you know. The shock factor now. That's why I kind of like Paranormal Activity, because nothing really happens. But you look at it and you're like, that maybe could happen. Like someone just standing there staring at you while you're sleeping. The thought of that's crazy time to me. You know, and what if that happened? So I don't think it was worth 10 of those things. But the one or two I saw was good.
See, that's what I mean. I just don't.
They always try to leave it alone. They always got to stretch it too far.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the dollar signs, the bank goes, hey, you made $73 million on a $5 million budget. Do it again.
You've made comments about that, like when we were back in the movies of 96 and stuff like that, where we're like the action or even the Caged In series, where we've said the back then they don't make movies like that, where that movie was just made to
it's just a
popcorn action flick. We're not making five of them. You know, and I think that that's
because you could paranormal.
We made ten of them. Why? The first one was good.
In today's world, you would have had five movies of Goodspeed and Mason, like going around solving problems or mysteries. It would have been the scientist and the Secret Service.
I want that to happen. Make it happen. More Stanley Goodspeed, please. Yeah.
Goodspeed two. We're off the rock.
So dumb.
So I don't know. I just think there's some nostalgia to the ones. Like if I watch them now, you know, from the 80s and 90s, they might not hold the same scare factor, but I like to remember them the way they were and the way that it, because when I saw like Friday the 13th, any of the early Nightmare on Elm Streets, some of those, some weird ones, you and I rented one about like a wax house one time or something. We used to rent some scary ones and watch them at your house.
Yeah, I think it was called House.
I think we watched, I think, don't quote me on this, I think we watched that first Leprechaun movie.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I think we watched that because it was supposed to be scary.
Or was she in Troll?
No, it was Leprechaun. Yeah. So, but I just remember all those, and they don't hold up as good, but I saw all those other places.
The Leprechaun.
So... All right. Well, now that we know that you have no love of scary movies, let's dive in and talk some more about scary movies, right? With all that, we're going to jump in and cue the music, Rob.
Hey, here come our categories, our recall movie categories.
I feel like I'm in a lounge. I should order like a Tom Collins and sit back and relax.
Give me a Harvey Wallbanger, please.
I'll take an old fashioned.
Those old people doing that, taste the biscuit. That's what I feel like.
Why are old people tasting biscuits?
Yeah, what is that? I just found that. I found that for the first time I sent you. He goes, this is great. And he goes, it's been around forever.
It was around for a while. It's two people in a thrift store, and literally he's playing on a keyboard. She's singing a song. She's like, taste the biscuit. And it's about biscuits. She says something about honey sauce, and it doesn't go good with my chicken wings and all this stuff like that.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's something. Check it out on the YouTube. It's really
the
good.
The YouTube.
Yep. So... Well, to fill all our categories, the only rule was that they had to come from scary movies in the 80s and 90s. That's the only thing I gave you two. And once again, when you give Rob a broad spectrum, you get a weird set of answers, right? So you never know what's going to happen. So we'll jump into category one.
Category one.
And we'll let Rob kick this off.
Oh, ooh, boy.
Because I'm sure it'll take the most time. So we'll let him do it. So category one, favorite 80s scary movie. And here it is. You're going to have two.
Yeah. Well,
they could be the same movie, but you're doing your favorite 80s scary movie as a kid, what you remember being scary as a child in the 80s.
Okay.
And going back and watching again now, or something you liked from then, favorite more as an adult.
Yeah.
What you think is a better scary movie now.
Okay.
So you lead us off.
Okay. So the movie that I picked as a child. Surprisingly was not a slasher flick. It wasn't Krueger. It wasn't but was The Thing, 1982, oh. John Carpenter. Nice. And I remember watching that with my dad.
Nice.
There's one scene in particular that I'll talk about later, but to me, that movie, I don't know why that movie was so scary to me, but there's something about the remoteness of being out in the middle of nowhere, and you don't know who the thing is and who's taken over, and you're alone, and you're miles away from help, and that just scares me.
I made a bet with myself. I said it when we started, but when I knew the categories, I made the categories. But when I had them, I said you weren't going to pick an obvious scary movie.
Yeah.
I said to myself, it'd be something. I didn't say The Thing, but I said something like The Fly or something like that. Yeah. I said, Rob's going to go down that road, or it's going to be some horror movie. It's like, well, it didn't do well in the theaters, but I saw it on rental and I peed in my pants.
That's funny to a towel. Because when it came out, It was not necessarily a flop, but it didn't do well, but it came out at the same time as like E.T.
Wasn't he the guy with the costume? He had the big nostrils. I go back and look at that. Was he kind of like a beige-ish thing or something?
No, you never know.
You don't see
no,
that.
No, so
I'm thinking of a different one.
Yeah, you're up in the tundra or something, Alaska. And they're at a research station, and they find a ship in the ice, and then this creature starts to takes over the human form and
got it.
It ravages the crew, and you got
I like that.
Kurt Russell is the MacReady. Kurt. He's the head guy, and he's
did he have good hair?
He's basically like a Snake Bliskin type.
Did he have a patch? Was he wearing a patch?
But he's wearing these cool snow goggles. They're awesome
snow goggles.
And his weapon is a big blowtorch.
Nice, it's
so good.
He would blow him.
It's
been reappraised. It came back out. And people are saying that it is considered one of the best science fiction and horror films ever made.
Gotcha.
And it has and then they tried to do a prequel in 2011.
So that was your kid movie.
That's my kid movie.
Now, do we want to do kids adult first?
Yeah,
do you want adults?
Or you want to do both?
No, we'll just hear both yours.
And then the one as an adult was The Shining. I did not see it as a kid. Yeah. I think I watched that for the first time with you guys. I had actually never seen it, but we watched it probably right around the same time. I'd never seen The Exorcist and watched it with you guys. But The Shining is
so I won't lie. The Shining,
creepiest movie for me.
I'll just tell you, The Shining is also my adult movie.
Holy moly, we've got a three-peat, ladies and gentlemen. We got The Shining for me as well.
Right. Yeah. No. We've all got The Shine. I heard us. Ooh, we were telling each other this right before.
I think that movie
Doc. That's right.
That movie's wacky.
The movie's fantastic.
It's so good.
I love it.
Dick Hallerman.
Dick.
Yeah.
The chef. He's got The Shine.
Did you see in his apartment the pictures he has on the wall?
I made a note of the lovely naked African American ladies with the big afros.
Oh, down in his office?
Miami.
In his Miami house.
Miami house. He lives in a chef? Straight pimp. Oh. Straight pimp.
It's a straight. Oh,
wow. He's not messing around.
He's lounging around in like a silk robe.
Dick Halloran.
Yeah, I just think that movie is.
Oh, it's great.
On so many levels, and there's a great documentary about it. And
we will do that on this
good.
On this show. We will do a Shining episode. So
good, because
we'll
I already have like time. Three notes just from watching it a couple of times.
And the way it's filmed, the angles they use.
And the exterior shots are from where, Rob?
The Timberline Lodge.
Timberline Lodge in?
Oregon.
Mount Hood. Yeah. I've been there, been in the parking lot.
I don't know. So that for me. Great. Probably is just a creepy, scary movie.
I will make a quick caveat. The Shining is what I use as an adult because it came out in 1980, so it's an 80s movie.
Yeah.
I would say the movie now as an adult that scares the crap out of me was The Exorcist as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
That came out in the 70s, so I couldn't use that one. So The Shining is the second best version. But
I had never seen The Exorcist. I watched it with you guys at your place there in Yakima. I don't remember what we're...
Did it get your woof? Woof.
I remember that there's very few movies that I've walked away from having like a panic
attack.
Emotional response. And yeah, that one, I was like, that was freaky.
I did the heartbeat right there. You got to be careful on the heartbeats.
It's a little sharp.
Yeah, it is sharp. My microphone doesn't like the heartbeats.
Your mic doesn't sound nice sometimes.
Kip and the guys in the booth are...
Yeah, they're not doing a good job.
They're pissed off right now.
Every letter's fine except the hard P.
Yeah.
So, well, we all have the same adult '80s movie.
For the sound people, it's called a plosive.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and you're using that P again, so be careful.
Yeah. Careful with your plosive.
So we all had the same adult, Shining.
Yep.
So, Kurt, what was your kid '80s movie?
My kid was, I had to go classic. I went Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Yep. I went with the Freddy.
Were you? I was never really scared of that movie because I thought it was kind of funny. And he's a little over the top, the guy, Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't seem as traditionally, I mean, obviously he's got the glove and he does hack people up. So I got that. But he just never seemed quite as terrifying as others, I guess, is the best thing.
For me, I think it was probably because I was, let's see, it came out in 84. Oh, well, yeah. So I probably watched it probably later on when I was like 9 or 10.
I gotcha.
And I didn't want to sleep for a little while.
No. You worried some dude with a razor claws.
I thought he was going to come finger me with his knives.
No. Goodness gracious.
Wow.
Did that take a turn? I'm sorry.
Yep.
I've been told to let loose a little bit more on the pod.
The thing that I like about those movies is, I think they're 80s cheese, horror cheese, you know, but the character is super original. And the dreamscape, you know, the fact that this is happening in your dreams, that's scary. Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, you don't know what's real and what's the dream. Are you in the dream or not in the dream? And that's what I think.
Yeah. Well, sidebar, Rob, you know, a little technical thing for you here. We have our beloved timeout button and you just never employ it. Feel free to use it anytime you want to.
I'm not going to.
We put it on our buttons just for that. So, as a kid was Poltergeist. That movie terrified me for weeks. Like I didn't sleep.
Yes.
It was a rough time. That movie there was a lot of bad things happening. And, you know, ghosts could be a thing. You know, I don't think Freddy Krueger's coming anywhere, and I'm not worried about hockey mask guys. But there could be ghosts. People die.
There could be
ghosts come floating around. I hear things bumping around my house at night. So my dad with the hose is settling. I don't know what that means. That's what he said. So you're like 7 years old and he goes, it's just the house settling.
Yeah. Does the house have to settle?
My whole life, this house has been settling all night with this.
Yeah, there are a few scenes in that movie that I remember, like, not traumatized by it, but the scene where the cameraman is looking in the mirror and he starts to peel his face off. I'm like, what?
Well, he was washing himself off because he started eating that chicken and then he threw it down. There were maggots are coming out of it. So he starts to wash his face off and he starts pulling skin off. So it's something, and then
the pool scene. So I have an aversion to, I don't particularly like to get into water if I can't see the bottom. And here's people getting into a pool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't do water. And then there's skeletons. And so to this day, if I get in water and seaweed touches my foot,
that's it.
I'm out. I'm walking on water. I'm walking on water.
I would like to see that.
I do.
I would like to see Ross.
I would like to see him just
walking on water.
Somewhere there is video.
Oh,
in this world. So we went back east to a lake when we were kids. My cousin and I go back into this little outlet of this lake. The current's a little too much. So we're in a little paddle boat. My uncle comes out, pulls us out. The boat takes on water. I'm hanging, my dad's videotaping from the dock.
That's good.
I'm 13, 14. I'm old enough to know better.
You should know.
I'm hanging from the paddle boat. My mom has to wade out
and get
to peel me off. And when she peels me off, the water's up to my knees.
Yeah.
Just put your feet
down.
Look
at this guy.
She was going.
You're that guy. Put your feet down.
Feet on the ground. Let go of the goddamn boat.
No, mommy, no.
And I stood up and up to my knees because I was like, I'm not touching that.
Well, I would say that is a good array of scary movies from the 80s. So that takes us to our second category, which is the same thing, a youth and adult movie, but this time from the 90s. And we'll start with The Hound over here.
Yeah, go for it.
And we'll see what he's got.
All righty. So for a kid, I went with Scream.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Just because I thought it like brought scary movies back to popularity. It was right in the middle of my teenage years. So it was like, oh, okay, I can do this. I can watch it.
Beautiful girls.
Uh-huh. Yes. That helps.
Always helps.
And
they they debunked the movie. Like they're during the movie, they're telling you the rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't do these things or you'll get killed.
That's what I thought was clever about it. It was making fun of scary movies. Scary movie.
That's why I did so good. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Kind of a, what are they saying? Like meta.
Meta.
I like how heady. During the movie, they even brought back like the janitor for the high school. His name was Fred.
And he had the Freddy Krueger sweater on and everything.
That was good.
So, and then for adults, Rob already ruined it. Silence of the Lambs.
He is a ruiner.
Yeah, sorry.
Because, again, it's more of a heady. It's a thinker. It's one of those where this dude's just smart and crazy, and there's smart and crazy people out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Plus, Ted, he will eat your face.
Ted Bundy was smart and crazy. Yes. So, those people live.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, well, for me, I was a teenager, young adult in the 90s, so I'm a little older than you.
Yeah, that's right. You're very old.
We're about the same. So, for me, at that time, Blair Witch Project. I remember watching that.
And we went to the theater to see
it. We did. And I remember...
It's also mine.
Look, so. I've been camping. I've been in the tent. I've been in the tent and heard all that crap at night in the woods. Yeah. There's always things, and oh, it's a deer walking around. Oh, it's this. And I remember, I'm like, when they went through that, that was terrifying. And when he runs down the stairs, she runs down the stairs and he's facing in the corner, I was just like, what is that? I mean, it was just insane.
Yeah.
Like at that time, that movie was just insane. And I wasn't even sure it wasn't a real thing.
Yeah. Right.
Like we thought it was an actual documentary.
Thought it was actual found footage in the woods.
So this is the dawning of the internet, basically. And they're running this on the internet that these three kids went missing 5 years ago. And you're like, what? I got to go see this movie. And then, of course, you find out it's nonsense.
Yeah.
But they did a good job of kind of, I mean, you couldn't get away with it now because there's just too much social media stuff.
Yeah.
But then you could do that grassroots, oh, this is found footage. We found it, you know. So, so that movie scared the heck out of me as a kid.
That was also mine.
Teenager.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember going to the theater with you. Side note, that was the, I'm 99% sure that was the movie that we went to. We sit down in the seats.
Yes.
I'm sitting right next to you.
I mean, you're a weirdo.
and we're like the only ones in the theater. And you look at me and you're like, what are you doing?
Why are you sitting
down? I'm sitting down. And you go, two seats, man.
By the way,
two seats.
He's the guy that when you're in the bathroom and no one else is in there, he takes the urinal right next to you. You're like,
yes, I know. We went to a movie one time. We left a space between us and Rob sat between us.
And we both looked at him like, what are you doing?
I think of that every time we go.
I like elbow room. I need some space. What do we call it? Man space.
But if it's a scary movie, he wanted to be close to
you. He does. He wanted to buckle
up. But I remember the thing about that movie, there was no soundtrack.
Nope.
So there wasn't movie playing that you could hear a pin drop in the theater. And then when it ends, I remember we just got up and left and they were like, it was quiet and it was so weird. It was,
it's good. Yeah,
that movie gave me creeps.
So, well, my adult movie is Scream. As an adult, that's the one I like from the 90s the best. Like that's the one I go back to. I watch it every year at Halloween. Mm-hmm. I've showed it to the kids. They like it. I like it because it's got some thriller elements to it. I like that it starts in a way that you wouldn't expect to happen. Like they kill who you think is the biggest star in the movie within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And by the way, if I'm spoiling this, you should have probably seen Scream by now, but, I think the whole movie is done perfectly. I like how they debunk and, you know, Matthew Lillard's funny when he's like, you can't be too deep, man.
I'm dying here.
That's just funny, man. So I don't see it as super scary now, but I think it's the best scary movie as an adult that I watched from the 90s. Now, I love Silence of the Lambs. You could throw Sixth Sense in there. There's a couple other ones that are good, but I go back to Scream. I like Scream. So that's me.
So my adult, well, my kid was Blair Witch.
Blair Witch, yeah.
My adult could make an argument that it's not in a horror film, but for me was Seven.
Oh.
What's in the box?
Yeah. It's a thriller.
It's a thriller.
So I'll let it pass. I love it.
But there's some of the seven deadly sins or whatever. Yep. They're the one that I can remember is where the guy is he's been starved for a year and he wakes up, you know, and he looks like a skeleton and
Yeah, I like that when they go to the hospital. And he's like, well, we need to talk to him. And he goes, if I shine a light in his eyes right now, he'd you know, he goes, he chewed his tongue off a long time ago. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he would have woke up at that point.
Yeah.
So, no. Yeah, it was like, it was no, crazy.
The way it was filmed and no, that creepy movie, and dark. And
that movie is awesome.
And so, yeah.
Although it feels like, I love that movie, but every time I watch that movie, I go, this feels like a 2-hour Nine Inch Nails video.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of kind of, a lot of music that came from that.
Style. Oh yeah. Yeah. So, well, those are great. Yep. Those are probably things that will come up again, but absolutely great. So that takes us to our third category. And this is favorite horror icon. This can be whatever you want it to be, but you know, maybe if they had the series or, you know, if they had, but for some reason they made their way into the lexicon of pop culture and became like people dressed up as Halloween, all these types of things. So that's the intent of this category. Now, how it plays out, we're not sure.
Rob, not looking at you or
so
anything.
We'll start with Rob.
No, don't do that. You don't want to do that.
No, we're going to start with you to see what interpretation you took on this, because I'm always excited to find out what road you travel down on these things.
What dark Reddit hole you went down.
That's right, yeah. Oh, no, he inspired. If it wasn't for him, Jason wouldn't be here, and we wouldn't have any Freddy and all these other things. So
I don't even want to say it.
Nope, let's go. Let's do it. It's too bad.
Lay it on us,
you're on the clock.
I want to go last.
Nope.
All right.
You don't get these options.
Okay, so I will tell you, the one, if I had to pick like an actual icon,
okay,
I was going to pick Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
Because I think for me that like we talked about earlier, that yeah, that
yeah, he's pop a
human
culture.
Person. Nope. We people yeah, quote him all the time, you know.
They do.
With a nice Chianti.
Well, he's even become a pop culture thing where if you talk about eating people or something like that, people use it as a Hannibal Lecter thing or something like that. So.
But the icon that I wanted to pick, and I don't know even how to put it into words, is the unseen thing. So like the Overlook Hotel, for example.
I gotcha.
You never see anything, right? The Blair Witch Project. You never see the thing.
You were doing so good with Hannibal Lecter. You could have just not read the other parts.
I know.
But that's fine.
It wouldn't be Rob without the other thing, part.
The Exorcist, Fallen, which is a 90s Denzel, where you never see it.
And Category 3 is not my favorite sets in the movies.
I know.
That's later.
But the hotel's living. I will say, and so
the Overlook Hotel is a pop culture thing. So that one I can kind of give you a little bit. The thing with Fallen and Denzel.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're stretching on.
So if I had to go icon, like a physical icon, Hannibal Lecter. Because he's scary. Super scary.
My favorite part's the face. When he puts puts the dude's face on his face.
And just lays there.
Because like if you watch any creative. Of these, I like watching the true crime things on like Netflix, you know, I am a murderer, my dad's a murderer, whatever. And just the science behind it, why people do it, and it's fascinating. And
I know. Anyway, it is fascinating.
Super scary.
I like on the cable guy when he puts the chicken skin side of the
lambs. So, side note on that one. Rob and I were out at a restaurant when we were in college, I think it was, and I got a chicken dish, and it came out half a chicken. Nice. I pulled the skin off, and put it on my face, and did it. And Rob goes, "Oh my god, yeah.
Where were we?
It was Claim Jumpers, Birch. I think it was like a brewery place because I remember. Right.
Oh, that's
right. You guys did some fancy stuff when I wasn't around.
Well, you had to go live at large around the world.
I don't think fancy means what you think
it means.
It means putting chicken skin on your face.
Nothing fancier than that.
That's what I did.
That's right.
I can hear your server right now. Gentlemen, do you have everything you need? Oh, your chicken's on your face.
That's right. It is delicious. Thank you. I'll have another.
Now leave us alone.
All right, Kurt, what is your horror icon?
I went with Mr. Krueger.
Definitely have you've got a pattern today so far.
You've got a type.
It went just because he's, you know, very iconic. My students still today talk about Freddy Krueger. Yeah. Like in Scream, they still brought back Freddy Krueger as the custodian. Mm-hmm. It's just, he's just an icon.
I was talking to his
little fingers.
No.
I was talking to his wife last night, and she's a big scary movie person. I mean, it was in your house, but that's okay.
You were.
Anyway,
he was staring. I was like,
did you do all your research? And she just walks by. She's going upstairs. He goes, yeah, he's a basic B. And then she just keeps going. So
she knows me so well.
Because she has quite a more extensive horror knowledge than Kurt does. And so she's like, oh, you went for the easy ones.
I've got more of a horror knowledge.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry. My wife's more like Rob Zombie. He's got a very eclectic collection.
So, yeah. So she called him a basic B with his choices.
And I'm okay with that.
And then, I don't care. Yeah. So, well, my favorite horror icon truly terrified me. And I was older then. I'm a teenager. I'm like 12 or 13 years old. It was Pennywise the Clown from It, but it was the
TV version.
The TV miniseries with Tim Curry. Oh, man. I remember watching that first one, and I was like, I don't like clowns anyway. Like, I'm not a clown guy. And this dude, beep, beep, Richie. I mean, that like that lived in my brain for like weeks after that, Pennywise. And
we float down here.
I know the new ones, the guy looks a little scarier, and they did. I mean, he doesn't do a bad job. But for me, Tim Curry was kind of a psychopath. Like, he was freaky. And I liked that his costume was a little more clownish. Like, it was really bright colored, and he had the big red nose, whereas the new guy's kind of, I mean, he looks terrifying from the start. Mm-hmm. But if you're a kid and saw Pennywise before, you know, the fangs come out and everything, he looks like a clown. I mean, and not everyone hates clowns. Mm-hmm. So he looked more accessible. The new guy looks just horrible, but horrible as in terrifying. But he, so that's me. That's
the,
Pennywise
the way the clown. He can do the one eye.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pennywise was it. That's, I remember watching that first thing, and I was like, because I asked my parents, I'm like, I'm going to watch this. They're like, okay. And then, I just lay in bed.
I can remember kids.
Just laid in bed.
I can remember kids at school talking about
it. And I'm like 13. On the playground. I'm like 12 or 13 years old in 1990 when this came out, or almost 14 years old. And it still was like, holy crap. And again, house settling. I'm like, is that dude walking around? What are we doing here?
No.
The bathroom was across the hall from my room. Had to go.
You're sprinting.
Did not get up and go to the bathroom. Just sat there and stared at it. Maybe it'll go away. Yeah. Do I have a cup in my room here somewhere?
Somewhere. Gatorade bottle, something.
I'm going to Lloyd Christmas this thing. Can't stop once I start.
Stings.
So, all right. Well, good horror icons. Half a good horror icon.
Come on, Hannibal Lecter. That's the final answer.
All right, category four. This will be your favorite. We'll start with Kurt. Favorite scene or event from any scary movie?
All right, I'm going to steal from your favorite movie and go the last scene of Blair Witch.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the camera falls, the guy standing in the corner. I was like, nope, I'm done.
That's it. Yep, I'm out. Good, thanks.
And then I watched it again a few days ago. I was like, knew what was going to happen, though. Still, so I was like, still don't like the wandering around in the woods.
No.
The lady just talking throughout the entire movie, complaining.
No. Yes. The guy
little
in the
hands
corner
on the wall got me too. The little kid hand prints on the wall.
The guy in the corner freaked me out. But as he's running downstairs or she's running downstairs and all those handprints were on the wall, I was like, that sucks. Like, that stuff is nuts. I was like, whew.
I remember.
What's interesting about, in the theater, I think these, what's interesting about these movies are they're not real and they're not supposed to scare you. But somebody's brain did think of these things and write them down.
Yeah.
So there are human beings that go, this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write this. And then that's what you get. So somebody thinks of those things, the little handprints, the in the corner. So that's a crazy person I'd like to hang out with, right?
Yeah.
Sure. You would have to hang out in the corner, though, while
hang out the corner, killed others. Stand over here. So, and then Kurt will be in the middle of the room.
I think that was the genius behind that movie, is that you couple that with the environment, the no music, the found footage type, you know, you put it all together, and the you got the basement, a woods, a creepy house, you got all the things, you know.
The woods in general are horrible because if you could die in the woods all the time and no one would know about it,
they'd never find you.
It and then some animal would eat you and then that's it. Well, he went missing, he's on a milk carton now. That's it. I carefully pivot to Rob. Favorite scene, Rob, let's hear it.
Okay, so it's from The Thing.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so I did.
It's an actual scene.
Yeah, and I actually use this scene a lot. I want to use it in a training.
Oh, nice.
But I've been advised not to.
Don't do that.
Yes. So
it's best not to do it.
So if you look it up on YouTube, they call it it's called the blood test. So in the movie, Kurt Russell's character, MacReady, has discovered that The Thing is in the blood.
It
takes your blood. So he captures everybody that's still alive in the crew. He ties them to chairs and he takes each one of their bloods and he puts them in a little petri dish. And he really dramatically takes the big blowtorch and he heats a piece of wire and he's going to put it in each one of the blood. And if it reacts, you know that he's the guy. So he's like, oh, okay, Kurt, we're going to see if you're really it. And nothing. Oh, you're off the hook. All right. And he goes there. Well, then you get to the one guy, you think it's going to be, and it's not old.
Turns out he's just an asshole.
He's just an asshole. That's right. That's exactly what it was.
Is he giving away the whole movie?
So then he goes to the next guy.
If you haven't seen it by now, it's too late.
So he goes to the next guy. Boom. Blood jumps out of the thing.
Nice.
The guy that's tied to the chair, he starts turning into a thing. He turns into this grotesque thing, goes up through the ceiling, starts eating people. It's so good.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Then it goes out and goes out into the snow and they blow it up and, you know.
How does that tie into training?
Here's what I think. Because.
Okay, thank you for bringing that back.
Here's what I think.
How does this go with students and training of teachers?
I think it's a really good example of what do people do when they're under pressure, right?
Oh, okay.
So when people start to feel the pressure and you start pressing on people, they start to react and they start to push back. And I think I think in a place of like leadership, you start to press on people and you can
start
see people change.
And eat people and
people change when you start to press on them and ask more of them than they're used to. And they go nutty.
This is why he's a principal and you and I just do other things.
That's right. So I don't handle pressure well.
No.
I just go ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. So anyway. No, not ding, 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 ding.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, I like that scene.
Well, mine is from Poltergeist, and much like with Pennywise, it's the part where the clown attacks the kid and drags him under the bed.
Yeah,
I literally didn't sleep after that. I had stuffed animals in my room. I put them all in my closet. I closed the closet door. That clown doll he had was terrifying. Had I been a child and someone handed me that, I would have ran away screaming. Like, why am I, what is this thing supposed to be?
This is not for children.
And it was awful. And to this day, if I think about it, it's awful. There's two things from the 80s that scar me still as a child. If I see that clown, as an adult, I still might not sleep. And when I see those two twins in The Shining, come play with me, daddy. Yeah.
Come play with me forever.
I'm like this. And no. I'm gone. No. You remember in Dazed and Confused where he goes, no. Just leaving. Yeah. I see those twin girls.
Yeah.
No, it's not good.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Slaughtered in the hall.
Yeah, a couple years ago, one of my kids thought it'd be funny to put a scary doll in the hallway, and it's not funny. Like, I was like, that's not funny. That's not funny. Put that away.
Yeah.
Because scene with the clown.
No, I swore. I had a couple stuffed animals, and I went to sleep, and I woke up, and I to this day, I had a bear that I kid you not, I think was 4 feet more left than he was when I went to sleep.
No.
And so everything went in the closet and I closed the closet. And so.
Well, the idea of something grabbing you from
under the bed. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
So. They should do the jump off.
Well, I was.
To the door.
To the door.
So I was safe from the under the bed problems because my underbed had two drawers.
Oh, yeah.
And so I put clothes in those. So I was safe from the under the bed. But everything else, I still went under the covers.
See, all of our
because they'll never find you under the covers.
All of our kids,
they don't find you.
Our three kids will not know that terror because we took the frame away, so it's just the box spring and it's sitting on the floor.
Just got them on
there. Holds it a crack mattress.
Nice. They do not know what it means to wonder if something is under the bed.
It's funny you phrase it that way. It just sounds like you said you're sleeping on the floor. Just
basically, we threw a mattress down and we're like. There you go.
At least you gave him a mattress.
We throw in some water and a couple of graham crackers every now and then. That's right.
That sleeping on the floor thing, they might get that from your wife's side of the family.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's a shout out to my mother-in-law.
There you
go. We love you, Kay.
So, all right. Well, category 5. I'll start this off because I haven't started any of the categories yet. Best location in a scary movie. And I want to steal it before Rob does. Although I think he's just going to do something from the thing, but we'll find out. My favorite location is Camp Crystal Lake.
Ooh.
For Friday the 13th. I actually drove by where they filmed that in New Jersey when I was living there. It's out there. Look, I might die at this camp, but we're going to party first. We're going to sit around bonfires, have sing-alongs, play board games.
We're going
to have ultimately, I get to have sex
board games.
Sexy time.
And I get to have sex with a cute female counselor. So if the last thing I do is all that before I die, hey, let's go out happy, right?
Poor Kevin Bacon.
Slash me up.
That's a way to go out.
Okay.
So I like the Camp Crystal Lake. I think I'd even rock the half shirts with the dudes, the short jean shorts with the half shirts. Might as well get in on it. Oh, yeah, might as well. If you ever swam in jeans, that's not a good thing.
It's good. It's a good feeling.
Those things.
I love the feeling of wet denim.
Wet denim is something. It really just locks everything in at that point.
I think
point.
That's one of David's favorite candles is wet
it
denim.
It is wet denim.
I just wrote that down. That's going to be
it does smell good.
Add that to my list of band names. Wet denim.
Wet denim. That is really good.
That is,
I love it.
We should change the name of this show to Wet Denim. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So
80s and 90s Wet Denim.
All the way from Washington State.
All the way.
Wet Denim.
Wet Denim.
What kind of music would Wet Denim play?
Hair metal.
No.
You think it's a hair metal?
I think so, yeah.
You feel maybe, like it's a
lot of ballads.
I think it'd be a cover band.
A cover band? Something of, like that. Yeah. A hair metal cover band?
All of them. Yeah. We sample them all.
We've got a very large catalog.
It's a rotating set list every night. Yeah. You might get some Def Leppard. You might get some Poison. So.
Wet Denim.
All right, Kurt, best location?
I went with the woods near Burkittsville, Maryland.
Ooh, back to the Blair?
Back to the Blair Witch.
Back to the Blair Witch.
It had everything. It had creepy sounds, little stick things,
little stick
piles
things.
Of rocks. It had a creepy house in the middle of the woods.
Little hands.
That's right. Little handprints.
Dare
we still don't know what happened to the third guy, by the way. He just disappeared in the middle of the night.
The third guy lost part of himself.
Although it sounded like they were gutting him somewhere in the woods later that night.
Yes.
So.
He was screaming for a while.
No.
He didn't get to stand in the corner.
I like when the one guy would just yell at the other girl about the map. Let me see the map.
then the one guy, I kicked that fucking thing in the river.
He went like, nuts.
No, good
job. He went nutso.
Yeah.
And he was the one standing in the corner at the end.
He was. Yeah. He paid
because
for his
he sense. Threw the map away.
Shouldn't have thrown the map away.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. The woods. So I've got camp in the woods. You've got woods. Yeah. All right, Rob.
I have
what you got.
The woods on my list, but no.
Oh,
but no. There's more.
I went with the Overlook Hotel.
Oh, that's a good
that hotel that is, good is it's fantastic. Too big. It's too many rooms. It's no it's all got by great yourself. Carpets.
There's hot naked ladies in the rooms.
They're not
that
hot.
Turn old,
that turn
their
old and moldy.
Yeah, old look, and moldy.
Look, no. you when you start making out, close your eyes. You know what's happening next. So envision you still got the hot old lady and not the one.
Envision the hot.
Yeah.
The first lady the had a nice lady. Set of New York boobs.
She did. The New York boobs were on point.
They were pointy.
They were.
A perfect. Nice set of 80s yes. New York boobs.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Missed the 80s, man.
Gosh.
80s boob shots are the best.
Yeah. No, I just think that the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
The idea of being in there alone. And
then they've got the maze outside.
They got the maze, and then there's the place down below. I used to work in high school. I worked at a
you can do it.
Old folks home.
There you go.
And I worked in the kitchen.
Can we call it a retirement community?
Retirement community. Okay. Sorry, old folks home. That's probably not sensitive.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know if the old folks will like it.
Yeah.
Senior living center?
There you go. Yeah, there's a lot of things I could
senior
have
said. Assistants. Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't think they're listening.
Maybe.
Maybe. No, I worked in the kitchen. I had to get there really early. And just going down into the
bowels.
Kitchen area.
The boiler room.
Yeah. And you're there by yourself because I'd get there by myself to start the morning. And
You read The Shining, the book?
Though? I have not.
I did. I read it in high
school. You're such a reader.
I was a reader. Yeah, I was a reader. I read the book. There was no maze in the book.
No.
That was for the movie. In the book, they are bushes.
Animals.
Yeah. They were shaped into animals, and then they all come to life.
Yeah, the TV version was like 97.
That wasn't good.
It was awful.
But it was closer to the adaptation of what the book actually was. Yep. And to be fair, Stephen King doesn't like Stanley Kubrick's The Shining because he said he took too many liberties with it, but I like it.
Yeah,
And I've read the book, and yes, it's a little different, but I still like the Shining version. Yeah. So, all right.
Good. So yeah, Overlook Hotel.
Overlook Hotel. So category 6. Worst ways to die in a movie. Rob, start us off. We're going back to
really?
back.
Yeah. To Roboto.
We haven't heard enough of you, so start us off.
He just has he doesn't have
or do
a lot
you want
to
go last again? Do you want to go last?
I'll go first.
Fine, okay. Go. Hit okay. it. Let's go.
So, I was going to pick the falling during the Iron Lotus with Chaz Michael Michaels.
That is not in our decades, Rob.
Okay, I'm all just right. kidding.
But
I'm
like
just
it.
Kidding. No, I just put take your pick from the movie 7.
Oh, nice.
Which of the 7 deadly sins would you like? And I went with number 4, which was lust.
Was it the one where he had to wear the suit?
Yes.
Yeah, that.
And I'm not even going to read the description.
No.
I'm not.
He had to have sex with the girl with suit on.
Yeah.
That dude was scarred for life.
Yeah. Unnamed. I'm just going to say unnamed prostitute. either bled to death externally or died of internal bleeding when John Doe, the character of the bad guy, forced a married sex customer to mutilate her womb with a bladed strap-on off scene.
It's not good.
I thought you weren't going to describe it.
Ugh. Oh, he 100% was going to describe it.
He just wants to say, I'm not going to, so we can do it.
When he says,
he doesn't have anything to say, but then he goes on and says it.
When he says that, he's giving you that option on your little podcast thing to hit that 30-second thing.
Everybody's like, and then I don't have to. Here he goes.
With Rob, you got to hit the 30-second thing a few times.
That's right.
But don't do
that
it.
Yeah, that guy, he was all tied up at the end, and he was just he's rocking. He's like,
that's bad.
Oh, good
Lord. All right, Kurt, what do you got?
All right. I told you I was going to bring it back.
Bring it back.
Maximum Overdrive. Oh, my
There's nothing scary.
Vending machine death.
Oh,
when the baseball.
Maximum Overdrive getting flattened by a steamroller. So that was one of my options.
Mine was as the baseball coach is trying to buy sodas.
Yeah. One to the
just
head.
Just the sodas just hit him in the nuts and then the gut and then straight in the head.
Yeah.
It hits a couple of the kids as they run away, kills them. Yeah. I just thought it would be good to bring Maximum Overdrive in.
All but he never has the wherewithal to get the flip out of the way.
No.
Go to the left or the right.
Go to the left or the right. On him, but you know, I wouldn't want to go that way.
Just stand there. It won't matter. So,
you know, I just had to get it in.
That's good. Well, I put in my sleep, like Nightmare on Elm Street. One of you kind of alluded to it earlier. I think dying in your sleep sounds like terrible. And I think it's a pretty common amongst people to be like scared of that because you have dreams where you're like, oh, am I going to die in this? But being asleep and not be able to do anything to help yourself seems like a horrible thing. Because you know what's happening, but you can't wake yourself up. And so, although not everything in Nightmare on Elm Street is always terrifying, in my opinion, because it's a little more comedic at times, him getting access to you while you're sleeping. And when those kids try to stay awake, and you know they've been awake forever, and they're like just trying so hard not to sleep, I can relate to that. So that's pretty good. So not pretty good. Worst ways to die. Worst ways to die.
I put one down here that I never saw, but I saw the scene and I don't know the movie though. But it's from a movie called The Clairvoyant, 1982. I don't know, but there's a woman swimming in a pool. She's getting ready to get out of the pool. She's swimming. She gets to the ladder. She starts climbing up out of the ladder. Somebody reaches down through the water, handcuffs her to the bottom rung of the ladder.
Oh,
she tries to get up. She's inches from the surface of the water. Yeah, no.
Drowned?
Yep. I don't do it.
I think I've seen another one.
So what we've learned today is Rob hates water.
He does.
Yeah, I don't.
And water another hates
one,
him.
Another
every
one
now
I
and then,
saw.
Like the internet pictures will come up with like people swimming and you can't, I mean, it's like you can't see the bottom. Yep. No.
Another one I saw pool related where the person was swimming in the pool and somebody put the covering thing over the top of the pool.
Oh, yeah.
So there was only like this much between the cover and the water and they're trying to.
No.
So that one's a little rough too, I think.
Any type of drowning death.
I think buried alive doesn't seem good either. That seems rough.
Yeah, I know.
Burned alive doesn't sound fun.
No.
Right? No. Getting stabbed in the eyeball with a hot poker seems rough.
How about being stuffed in a wood chipper?
It might go quick, though.
Yeah. Chest bursting?
I mean, you're going to stay alive for a while after that happens.
How about asphyxiating or decompressing in the Martian atmosphere?
Oh, so just should the movie Aliens? Fast. This that is just the movie Aliens at this point.
Or bearing witness to the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, yeah. That's
a melted
face. I remember the first time I watched that, and I was like, what is going on here? So, melted their face.
Yeah. Right.
So, all right. Well, here's a fun category. Category seven. Your
seven.
Theme
seven.
Today.
Seven.
Worst horror movie cliche. So, and I gave this to you. You all can figure out what you think the cliches are.
What is the cliche?
The cliche. All right.
The cliche.
I read it phonetically.
Well, so I said this is tough because there's so many. Because every good horror movie's got all these little cliches. But mine is the inability for anyone, particularly shown as females in the 80s and 90s, to run away from anybody.
Oh, okay.
The killer most of the time is just walking. They're in no rush to actually catch you. And these folks completely forget their motor skills. They fall down. They run into trees that they can clearly see.
It's not mine, but I wrote down the super slow running away, always falling down.
And then when they do hide, they literally hide in plain sight. Oh, I'll hide behind this little piece of wood and he'll never notice I'm sitting here.
They run upstairs.
They run upstairs. Or
don't run out.
They run up. They've run a long ways away from them and they're like, oh, I'm good. So instead of keep running, I'll now sit behind this tree and see what happens. There's a great commercial. It's a Geico commercial. And I have to say, she's like, why don't we just get in the running car? And the three people goes, are you crazy? Let's hide in that room full of chainsaws. And even the killer lifts his mask and goes, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Right. So to me, that's the worst cliche is like, you're running away, you're getting away. Cause like in Halloween, Mike Myers is making no effort to actually come get you. Jason doesn't really get too much in a rush.
No.
So some of these guys are just like, I'll get there.
No.
And they oblige. Like in Halloween, she runs across the street and goes into another house. Just run down the street and keep going, right? Yeah. Find another human being on the street. It's a
marathon. Just keep going.
That's like with The Walking Dead. You know, they're not moving very fast.
No.
But they always seem to get caught and then they get a big bite out of their neck. That's and I'm like, you saw him coming, dude.
Yeah, he was right there. It's like it's like the roller in Austin Powers.
No!
Just move.
Yeah.
So, no, all right, Kurt,
I had that on my list as well.
Don't jump in. It's not your turn. It's Kurt's turn.
You had running on your list too, though?
It was on my list, yes. But mine was the going towards the scary voice or noise.
Didn't you?
And I put usually half naked.
That's true. Well, they were dressing or taking a shower.
Because it was always after sex or something like that. So they throw their shirt on, only the underpants. And off they were going towards the noise.
I like the shirt in only the underpants. There's nothing wrong with that.
I preferred the no shirt.
He wants those 80s boobs, man.
Oh, yes. I was talking about the boobs, not the man pants.
That's what good specify.
Clarification.
That's right.
In that movie we watched last night, The Ninth Gate, absolutely terrible.
It was a great movie. Johnny Depp. Good job, Johnny.
There are some great 80s New York boobs in that one, too.
What motivated you to watch that?
He was watching it when I got over there.
It was a movie that I remember watching it a long time ago. It was on the list of 90s movies. I was like, let's give it a
try. I'll tell you what happened. My wife wasn't home, and my son was out with his girlfriend. And I didn't want to make food, so I called him to see if he goes, making food.
What are you having for dinner? Because I could always eat my leftover pizza. I was like, I'll make some hot dogs
and
hamburgers.
He says he's cooking, so I went over there, and by the time I got there, he was already watching this movie.
Or he was alone, and he was scared.
That's right.
He was watching these scary movies.
So I went and watched a scary movie with him. That wasn't very scary.
It was scary. We went through the ninth gate.
Oh, my goodness.
And were welcomed in the warm embrace of Satan.
Wow.
Yeah. It was quite nice.
Lovely. That is a good one to transition off of. Rob, from Satan.
The warm embrace
from Satan of to Rob.
From we just Satan lost. To Rob. There's some call. There's some listener callers. I was going to say, we have
all the callers. Our phones are lighting up.
Yes. Please text us. Yeah.
So, worst horror movie cliche.
I had running.
Oh, running.
I also had going towards the noise. I had that. You took them. So I'm going to go.
snatched them.
Shoot. I'm going to go with the warning.
Oh.
That usually comes from like the old groundskeeper that know, in 1972, three kids were killed here. And then they go in anyway.
Yeah. They went into the woods and they just never came back.
That was like a harbinger of doom. The warning, an elder, usually an older person that, you know, rocking in a chair saying,
I feel like 20 years from now, he'll be the harbinger of doom.
Oh, yeah.
I would stay out of that field.
Yeah. Stay out of there, you kids. Yeah. So anyway, what are some other ones you had? Just
mine was the running. I had a lot of the running.
I had the upstairs.
Going towards the noise. Yeah, going upstairs, hiding a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you? I never understood the hiding part.
Yeah.
Just keep moving.
Yeah.
Like they're not running after you. Just keep moving, right? And they always find the dumbest weapons. Oh. Like there's a knife and a wooden spoon. I'll get the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Wooden
spoon. Yeah. I had that as a category. Stupid people.
Yeah.
Because it's like just either the cops are useless or the army can't find out, cars that don't start. A lot of sexy time.
A lot of sexy time.
Is kind of the...
It's one of the rules.
They catch you off guard during sexy time. What are you going to do?
Dream sequences. Well,
if you break one of the rules, then you're going
to
die.
I will say in Nightmare on Elm Street, it's harder to be dumb in that because he comes and gets you in your sleep. So like when Johnny Depp gets stabbed through the waterbed and...
He gets pulled down
in the waterbed.
And then gallons of blood.
Yeah. Just every... Oh. A lot of, fake blood.
My little notes here said they used 500 gallons of fake blood.
That's a lot.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Whoa. That's great. What's that song? 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you.
3, 4, better lock that was your door.
The little girl's doing the jump rope song.
Yeah.
Yeah, jump rope song.
And then the end when she gets pulled through the the door, back through the window.
I like when you think it's over, like that happens. Friday the 13th, you think she's on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
She got away. Mm-hmm. You're fine. And then that weird thing pops out of the lake. Yeah. Things in the lake you can't see the bottom of.
Nope.
Yep. There you go. So, nope.
Woof.
Woof.
And then, was it the first one where the convertible top goes up and it's the color of his sweater.
Sweater.
And then, And then
like, very well
banging
done.
On the window. And then the fake body gets, it's very, well. Very fake.
It's not fake. None it's of it's
stiff
real.
As a board and she gets Perfect. Pulled through the
Light
thing.
As a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
We didn't even talk about the craft. Yeah, we missed it.
We missed it.
Anyway, so it takes us to category 8, our last category, Rob. Don't shed a tear. First horror or scary movie you remember watching. Doesn't have to be the one now that terrifies you the most anymore or anything like that, but the first one you remember watching and, you know, what happened. So we'll start with you.
Ooh, all right. I'm going to go with Poltergeist 3.
Oh, wow.
Nobody watched Poltergeist 3. That's
the I did.
Worst one.
Even here's the reason why.
Even Poltergeist 2 has the creepy old man in it.
Here's the reason why I just remember it. It came out in 88, so that means I probably watched it in like 90 or something because I watched it on HBO as we stole cable.
Nice.
But I remember watching it and just thinking, this is not scary till the little old lady starts coming in and going, Carol Ann, I had nightmares about that lady, not about the poltergeist.
She's in the first one too.
Yes.
She's great.
I didn't see the first or second one. Clear. Yeah. I didn't see the first two until after the third one. So that's the one I remember seeing first and just going, this lady is 4 feet tall.
She's great.
Creepy.
Going to the light, children. All children. You'll hear that for the rest of your life. And then what I really like is after they get her out, she does her hair and she's like ready for the cameras.
Yeah.
She's like, because she saved the day, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. So, well, mine is Poltergeist. No sequels. The first one. I saw this at right up from before I moved to Milwaukee. We lived in Selwood, which is right next to Milwaukee. And right up the street from my house was a boys club.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember those boys clubs. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you go there, play ping pong, you hang out. Well, they were having a movie day.
That's where all the wayward boys.
I was not a wayward boy. I just like playing ping pong. And so they had it. And so they were doing a movie day, had some pizza, and it was Poltergeist. This is an odd movie to show all the young wayward
boys. Yeah.
The young wayward boys.
Wow.
But anyway, I watched that. And I almost had a bike and I was riding home and it was kind of dusk. And I'm just like, no, this is
riding
sucks.
For your life.
Oh my gosh. Everything. The
just
lady.
Keep going. Don't stop.
The lady, the clown, the tree attacking him. I didn't sleep for a long time. Like, there were nights I would just lay in bed with my eyes open. And again, every noise the house made, you know, I'm looking around. What is going on? So that movie from a young, the TV static, because kids don't know that now, but. Back then at midnight, the TV went off.
Mm-hmm,
like they played the national anthem and then it went to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And till like 5 a.m., it just went.
Yeah.
And so that was a real thing. So you'd be in your house and that would happen and you're trying to turn the TV off. And I'm like, no, this, I hate it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off on that. One of the scariest things has happened to me. So my father-in-law had passed away. He lived with us for a little while. While he was living with us, he was having some medical issues, and so he would get the TV remote and the chair remote. We had a mechanical chair that would help him, you know, and he would get the two mixed up. He'd get the remotes mixed up. He'd get confused, so he would think he's pushing the chair up, and he's actually cranking the volume up on the TV.
Perfect.
So he would crank the volume to
love it.
To 11?
80. And it was so loud. So I'd come out and he's flustered because it's dark and he's confused. And so I would help him out. I'd get his chair where he needed to go, turn the TV down, and he was good to go. Well, he passes away, sadly. And a couple months later, one night, TV kicks on. 80. Blaring.
Nice.
I walk out. I turn the TV off, turn it down, turn it on. It's never done it since.
I don't believe your story.
It's It was as true as true can be. It's never done it again.
Rob is living in a real life unsolved mystery.
That's right. Point.
Yeah. I was like, anyway.
That freaked me out the most when I was a child watching unsolved mysteries.
Yeah.
Going, okay, I'm going to die. Because I didn't watch scary movies. I watched unsolved mysteries.
Yeah.
And that was like a weekly thing. I would watch it. And
TV.
I was like, oh God.
Yep.
Everything's
even
bad.
The new ones now. Well, I remember the opening scene. There was the part that scared me the most. I don't know what it was, the eye. Oh, yeah. It had a close-up of an eye going mm-hmm. back and forth. And
yeah.
No, mine was Poltergeist.
Oh, sweet. So that was right the there? Same one?
Poltergeist, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first Ugh. Scary movie I remember watching and going, whoa. Like,
oh, nice.
The guys are older than face. Me, so that's why I didn't I gotcha. Watch it until three.
The clown, the Ugh. Tree, the everything. Pool.
Everything.
The static, everything. Yeah. So just the noise movie. At the end where they go to the hotel and then you just open the door and they push the TV out.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no.
I would too.
Unplug that stupid thing and
never, throw it out the window. Never have a TV in your house again.
Yeah.
So, well, before we close this thing out, I got one extra one for you.
Ooh.
No, always an extra.
No prep.
Oh,
if you could pick one movie to show your kids to illustrate what a horror scary movie was like in the 80s or 90s, what movie would you pick?
I
think I'm going to go with Scream.
Oh, nice.
Just because that's the one I think they would sit through the whole thing.
You're thinking, okay, so 80s or 90s.
Yeah, would it make sense to them if you hadn't seen previous movies because the way they're breaking down the rules and... Because it's kind of a prank on horror movies. I don't know, maybe, but it's a great movie.
Yeah, I can't fault it. Because I was trying to think of one that they would actually sit through. Because I don't know if I could get them to actually sit through the whole thing.
No, Poltergeist.
Some other ones.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I know my youngest daughter; she'd probably like the original It.
Oh, okay.
Because she liked the remakes of the
or at It. Least the first part of It.
Yeah,
I don't know if the second part of the miniseries is as good, but the spider.
The spider was great. I do remember the spider walking down the street.
What do you got, Rob?
I'd go with Freddy.
Oh, nice. I put Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, I think I would go with that. I'm not a huge fan of the series, but I think if you're looking for a movie that defines the 80s.
So I wrote some suspense psychological stuff because he messes with their head.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's a slasher style, so it incorporates that of the 80s. It's got some comedy, so it's kind of showing some of that Scream stuff early. But I think it puts all those popular elements kind of together. Got some blood, got some laughs, you got some, jump scare psychological type stuff. So I think it does everything for you. So yeah, I went with Nightmare on Elm Street. It does it all.
Yeah. Well, and didn't they have one? I should know this.
They had many. So.
Well, they had one later down the line where it kind of does a Scream type thing where they're kind of making, they're in the real world, but they're talking about.
I don't know.
The Nightmare.
I have not seen them all.
It's one of the later ones in there.
And they had to run out of ideas and have to go that way sometime.
Well, because what's the guy that plays Freddy Krueger? What's the actor's name? I can't think
Robert
of
Robert England.
Right. Okay, Robert England. So he plays himself in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And then they're talking about making the movie.
Oh, okay.
It's this kind of, they're trying to get meta again.
And, I got you. So that's what you got to do.
You've seen that one.
No, I haven't.
Well... That covers a lot of horror stuff, scary stuff, psychological, whatever you want it to be from the 80s and 90s. Do you two scaredy cats have anything else before we shut this thing down?
I don't.
No.
I will say that just doing the research, I want to go back and watch more of the early 80s. Oh, yeah. Like I started the Friday the 13th. Like I said, it was the first time I had ever seen it just because it was a 1980s movie and I was zero. But... I was like, oh, I want to start the next one, especially since Jason Voorhees wasn't even in the first one.
He's not in the first one, yeah.
So. As if you watch Scream, you'll figure that out because it's one of the questions.
By the way, the mom is kind of a psychopath. She's a little crazy.
She's got dual personality.
She's off her noodle.
Her crazy kid.
That's another one of those cliche things because in Psycho, his mom died, but he dresses up like his mom.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of that controlling mom thing in a few of them too. So
I love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom. Is this a Mom's Day episode now?
It's your fault, Mom.
It's your fault. This is why I end up this way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you enjoy this podcast, because you should, please take a second to give it 5 stars. Drop us a review. Also, check out our website at totally80s90srecall.podbean.com, where you can find links to all our social media sites, as well as subscribing to our Facebook group, the Facebook group, for weekly updates and future episode ideas. If you want to get in touch with us, email the show at 80s90srecall@gmail.com. which allows you to recommend future show ideas, comment on previous topics, and ask us questions, which we'll read on the show or do on a future mailbag episode. Finally, subscribe to our YouTube channel because we are awesome on there. If you want to see Rob, me, and now Kurt, while you're listening, which we highly recommend, links to all our social media merchandise store. We have a store with some t-shirts, some funny t-shirts, we think.
We think they're
fun. We're the only ones that make ourselves laugh, so you never know. And email, they're all included in our show notes, so be sure to check them out after this episode. So.
Yeah, so what are we working on next time?
What are we working on last time? Nope, Not there yet. Yeah, you always jump right ahead.
I do. I get it. I just want to get this over with.
This is your closing thoughts.
He's still scared.
I have things to do.
Here's what I'll do. I'll wrap this. Since Rob, we're 40-something shows into this now, and he still doesn't know the
stupid.
And I give him a script.
Closing so Rob
that.
Thoughts.
Yeah, that means like you're Jack Handy. I've given you a chance.
I've got nothing.
To close this thing down. No. All right. Well, that brings us to a fitting end to this episode. We hope we didn't frighten you too much with our choices for our favorite scary movies. Of the 80s and 90s. We'd like to thank all of our listeners, whether first-timers or subscribers, for hanging out with Rob, Kurt, and I. Hopefully we gave you an hour or so of some laughs, screams, maybe some shocking things that you heard this week. And don't forget to tune in for all new episodes of Totally 80s and 90s Recall every Tuesday. Now, Rob.
Now, ask can I your ask
question.
You?
Ask your question.
What are we doing next time,
What are we
Dave?
Doing next time? We are doing an episode I have called 1990s Album Songs.
Yeah, and we have not talked about
No, what is this? I just made this show up. So you're going to, so here's what's happened. I've selected two albums from each year in the 90s, and we're going to select songs off of those albums.
Okay.
And you can't select what was considered the biggest or most popular hit off the album.
Got it.
So, and then what's going to happen is before the show, before that episode, Rob's going to draw out of a hat, and right before the episode, he'll know which album he gets for each year, and whichever one you get, I have to give the song for the other album. So, so you're going to have to prepare both
sounds
albums.
Complicated.
It's not complicated at all. You have to prepare two songs for every year. So,
okay.
You have to do double the work to do
double work. One job. Wow. He does.
Okay.
He likes double work.
Does he?
It works good for
him. I think all work and no play makes Rob a
double. Well
done.
Way to close it down. With good that, job. Do you have anything else, Rob?
I do not have anything
fancy
else.
Goodbye?
No fancy goodbye.
No fancy goodbye.
Shocking.
Too bad we couldn't do the human centipede.
Okay.
You would be the end of the centipede.
You're definitely the end.
Stop it.
I'm the front.
No, I want to be the front.
Kurt's
no middle
for me.